House Republicans visit Kyiv, there is strong, bipartisan support to give Ukraine everything that it needs. By Ashley Oliver on February 21, 2023. House Foreign Affairs Committee Chair Representative Michael McCaul, RTX, led several Republican lawmakers Tuesday on a trip to Ukraine where they expressed their support to President Volodymyr Zelensky and conducted oversight of military equipment. Their meeting with Zelensky, as well as other Ukrainian officials, occurred in Kyiv, where Zelensky laid out a wish list of more powerful military items he said Ukraine needs for its war with Russia. According to a Foreign Affairs Committee spokeswoman who provided Breitbart News with details of the trip and excerpts of remarks that McCaul later gave at a press conference there. McCaul, who was joined by Reps. Keith Self, RTX, Max Miller, RO, Dara Lisa, RCA, and Jake Halsey, RTX, said at the press conference the meeting with Zelensky was very productive. We talked primarily about what Zelensky's needs are when it comes to winning this war, McCaul said, noting Zelensky would provide the Republicans with his list of desired items. McCaul continued. Primarily, he needs the longer-range artillery, also known as ATACMS, that can go all the way into Crimea to take out the Iranian drones that are causing so many problems throughout Ukraine, hitting power, infrastructure, and killing innocent civilians. He also needs air-to-surface systems including aircrafts like the F-16. We have strong bipartisan support to give Ukraine everything that it needs to win. The congressman's visit comes one day after Biden also made an unannounced appearance in Ukraine, which drew backlash mostly from Republicans who feel Biden has prioritized the foreign nation over pressing issues at home, such as the toxic train wreck in Ohio, the southern border crisis, and crippling economic inflation. ESA, who was with the congressional delegation and supports aiding Ukraine, deemed Biden's visit a strategic failure because, he said, the president failed to provide any new plans or clarity about where America stands policy-wise on Ukraine. McCaul, for his part, has criticized Biden for being too slow at sending weapons to Ukraine, warning in a recent CNN interview that Biden's perceived lack of urgency helps Russian President Vladimir Putin, who wants this to be a long, protracted war because he knows that potentially we could lose the will of the American people and therefore the Congress. Biden's and the Republicans' trips come right around the one-year mark of Russia invading Ukraine, though conflict between the two countries first began in 2014 and picked back up last February with what Russia described as a special operation. After the past year of the U.S. government heavily investing in Ukraine's fight, Americans do indeed appear to be becoming less supportive of the matter and more divided over it. A Pew Research survey conducted January 18 to 24 found that over the past year, the percentage of those who believe the U.S. is providing too much aid to Ukraine has increased by 19%. Though factions of both Republicans and Democrats believe the aid is too much, 40% of Republicans feel that way compared to 15% of Democrats. The sentiment that the aid is too much has only grown among both parties since last year. In 2022, American taxpayers gave Ukraine nearly $50 billion in aid, according to one estimate. That figure has only shown signs of growing. Biden announced on his visit Monday that Americans would continue to fund the war for as long as it takes and that he would be sending Ukraine nearly $500 million taxpayer dollars more in aid. Coinciding with Americans' weakening support for funding Ukraine and the varying criticisms of Biden from Congress, foreign policy experts are concerned about the president's apparent lack of strategy specifics. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, RCA, has warned that the House will not continue to support writing a blank check to Ukraine, and 11 House Republicans, led by Representative Matt Gaetz, RFL, are backing a Ukraine fatigue resolution to end all funding to Ukraine and urge the warring nations to reach a peace agreement. Write to Ashley Oliver at oliver@breitbart.com. Follow her on Twitter at @asholiver.